Well, of course, the initial reaction is just, I just feel for the family that have been affected by this horrible crime. And obviously the children that it sounds like from the information that I had potentially witnessed or were at least present when this occurred, is just awful. And unfortunately, it just is a reminder that domestic violence is very prevalent in South Dakota, in Sioux Falls, in our country. Unfortunately, as you said, this is the third woman killed in Sioux Falls this year. So it is very concerning. And it does sound like it is definitely a situation of domestic violence from the little information that I had also heard so far on the media.
Yeah, what we have here is, I just shook my head at this. Here's a woman, a young woman with two small children, and this is not their father. And here there's this big argument. It just has all this classic thing. I'm just, any thoughts on why women stay in such relationships? I mean, I've asked this a million times to people, but I'm just asking it again.
Well, leaving the relationship is very, very difficult for many different reasons. Sometimes financial resources is the reason that people stay in the relationship. Sometimes they want to try to make it work, and so there's promises that it will improve, and they have hope that it will be better. But many times there's a lot of fear to be able to leave the relationship, fear that, they won't be able to get out, and there's threats that if they do try to leave that they will be harmed or killed. And so there are many reasons why people will stay in an abusive relationship, but I think that the overwhelming message is that it is very difficult to leave. And we want to provide many resources and we do have many resources to offer victims to try to be able to get out of the situation. But also we really want the focus to be on offender accountability, and that's really what we should be talking about, holding the offender accountable early on and any time that there is an assault.
Right. Women who or children who have a need, how would they get in touch with the proper resource, perhaps yourselves?
Well, there are, we have wonderful resources in Sioux Falls, so we're very fortunate to have Children's Den in Sioux Falls, a shelter where a woman and children, and they also serve men that could come for services. We also have the Compass Center for Counseling and Crisis Services, as well as other counseling agencies. And to get in touch with them, they could do the 211 that goes to the Helpline Center that would hook them up to any of those services in Sioux Falls or in many parts of South Dakota. There's also a domestic violence hotline, which is 1-800-430-SAFE in South Dakota, that someone could call for assistance.
Is it just my imagination or is this true? And maybe it's because we're just growing all the time here. But even yesterday, there was this texting situation. A woman asked this guy, who are you texting? And then he wails on her. Is this a growing problem in Sioux Falls legitimately and numbers wise? Or what's your take on that?
Well, it certainly does seem to be a growing problem. I don't know if we have statistics to back that statement up, but it definitely does seem to be very much a growing problem. And I think that there's different parties that are trying to really analyze why we have such an increase in violent crimes. But we have found, though, that really to stop the cycle from continuing really has more to do with holding the offender accountable immediately, that we have zero tolerance for this behavior, any type of assault, abusive behavior, we have zero tolerance. And then the burden is really on the offender. It should be about why is this person causing this harm to the people they love and care about, than putting all the burden always on the victim to make the decision to leave, because leaving is very, very dangerous many times for victims.
Right. And